You've been on or off road?
Yeah, yeah. You're pounced or prepared to pounce. I can tell.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, on. Pure Electric, one of Bill's favorites, right? Pure Electric. The Volvo C40 Recharge Twin Ultimate. Now, let's get to some good points, though, okay? Great-looking car, a lot of style. Audis are, of course, famous for their safety. But this thing has got two electric motors. It's all-wheel drive. It is a screamer. It's rated at 402 horsepower. And it's a small SUV, but it's very classy. Great, great hatch space. Obviously, a lot of tech. Obviously, that's right. Obviously, a lot of tech. 12.3-inch digital IP screen, a digital services package comes with this thing, video apps, remote services, remote charging of your phone, on and on and on. Inductive smartphone charging, they say. A lot of LED headlamps, things say hi when you walk up to it, blind spot information system, low and high speed collision mitigation, automatic braking. Luxurious, very, very much so. Great seating, great ride, a lot of speed, a lot of good handling. The ultimate features on this thing, removable folding load cover, which is kind of cool. Keyless entry, keyless drive, we're going to get to that one. Power operated tailgate, and much, much more. But the surprise to me, a couple of things happened. Okay. First of all, good-looking car. When the delivery people bought it, I happened to be in the shower. So I came out. The keys were waiting for me. I jump in the thing. First thing, I couldn't figure out how to start it. And I'm a car guy, okay? Could not figure out how to start it. I'm looking around, and there was once a hole. So the dash is obviously used on something else. It's covered with a plastic disc where a starter would be. And if I hadn't been looking at the instrument panel, I wouldn't have seen this little prompt that says, brake and shift rear or drive to start. Okay, so put your foot on your brake and you move the paddle to either reverse or drive and the thing starts. Okay, I roar downtown for a lunch meeting. I pull in good old China Garden, pull in the parking lot. I can't figure out how to stop it. I call the driver, go, how do you stop this thing? Because this is all different stuff here, not like any I've ever driven before. You get out, you shut the door, and you hit the lock on the fob. Okay.
So you get out with it still running?
Yes. Yeah, you put it in park.
Now, what could go wrong there?
Yeah, right. You hit the park button, hopefully, right? Mm-hmm. You get out. What would happen? I don't know either, you know. So then I decided to charge it. Now, I'm not geared up for charging these things. I've got a 110, closest that I could get to. And so I thought, because I'm watching the percentage of charge on this thing drastically dropping. And here's the part of this thing, what the weather does to these things. I have now discovered it. I get it at 78% power. All I do is go downtown, China Garden, back to my home, 20 miles or so.
Right.
And I lose 25% of the power.
Sure.
Right? I'm getting like a mile or percentage of power. Now, the thing is rated at 226 miles on a full charge.
Ain't going to happen.
Not in that cold weather. I'm lucky I might get 100, right? Okay. And then the other day I get in it, range and acceleration limited due to low battery temperature, it says on the instrument panel, right? I'm like, okay. Here's the hickey, friends. I put it on a 110 for 18 hours, and I gained 30% of power. 18 hours. Now, it's faster if you got a 220. And then one of the people said, well, you know, down the street, you got a fast charger, if nobody's plugged into it. And how fast will it charge? I don't know, hour, maybe two. I want to sit there and read the paper. You know, that's so infrastructure's not there, tech is not there, and how these things function ain't there yet. I mean, when they run, it's great. I mean, it's a neat car. But I'm not blaming it on the car. I'm blaming it on them shoving the technology down our throat, which I know is your point on these things.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
Auto industry's been around 120 years.
Oh, at least.
Okay, maybe more. It started with a crank.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've used a key forever.
Correct.
Olson Air was in a accident.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had to get a rental vehicle.
All right.
They bring me a Ford Expedition.
Right. You're a Ford guy.
Ford guy. Yeah. You know, I said, all right, they bring it to me. Again, much like you, you know, figuring out how to, I knew you push the brake and push the button. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Last Saturday, go out to run some errands. Yeah. Get in the vehicle.
And who did you call? You called me. Right. Yeah.
And he starts laughing.
Sympathizing.
No. But
yeah.
Anyway. I see this message come up on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
does not recognize the key fob.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Go to YouTube. All the different hacks, you know, all the different tricks. Nothing. Mm-mm. Call Enterprise. Great people to work with, let me tell you. They said, we'll be there in 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. They come and they go, oh, the battery in the key fob has probably gone bad. Mm-hmm. I'll go, wait a minute. We used a key for decades.
Right.
And now we're going to get to carry replacement batteries just in case.
Yes.
Correct. Okay. Nothing. Mm-hmm. It does not, still does not recognize. We offload everything that was in Olson Air.
And you pack a lot.
Oh,
right.
It was well packed.
Yeah.
And we take it into the truck, to the dealer, get a new vehicle back. I'm back in now the Ford Expedition. But that's just one thing.
Did they tell you what happened then? You got it back now?
They don't know.
Oh.
They took it back to the dealer.
And it works now.
And it works now, you know. Anybody that has hunted in the high country and dealt with battery, I mean, the GPS was where it really started and reared its head. This idea of cold weather, did the heater continue to heat? Or were you using the heater? Was it during the really cold days?
Yeah. You know, and the heated seats and the heated steering wheel, which I thoroughly enjoyed. But still, the power is
going to be... It's just a drain.
Yeah.
Correct. Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Folks, this makes no sense. And I'll tell you another feature and we got to get.
Mm-hmm.
The shift on the column.
Right.
Anybody that has ever driven in mountainous or hilly terrain where you need to shift to a lure,
right?
This has a rotating knob on it.
Yeah.
How the hell do you downshift there?
Mm-hmm.
In the Chevy Suburban that I had for a few days and would gladly got rid of, it has the pull buttons. I remember my grandfather, I think, had a Chrysler in the 50s, you know, that had push button.
Right.
And Buick, I think, came out with something like in the 60s.
And DeSoto had them.
Nobody accepted it.
Right.
And the dealer says, it's because the European manufacturers are doing it, and the American want to stay up.
Yeah, right.
And I'm going, we've saved their ass so many times, you know.
And believe me, if you want to make sure that your vehicle is steel proof, right? Get a stick shift.
There you go.
Okay. What's this? You know, unbelievable.
If we don't raise Cain and the only people we can vent to are the people we rent from, the people we buy from.
Yeah.
But push it on up because this ain't gonna work. So, all right, we're gonna come back. We're gonna talk about some fun times in Dallas, Texas, at the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center. The upcoming Dallas Safari Club Convention and Sportsman's Expo.